We're in the middle of Sviras HaOmer, as those who like to say that Sviras HaOmer is one of the easiest mitzvahs and it's one of the most difficult mitzvahs. It's one of the easiest mitzvahs that it takes a couple of seconds to do, but you have to do it for 7 weeks. You got to do it for 49 days. So, as always, before we do a mitzvah, we make a bracha. As the Gemara tells us in Pesach, we make a bracha over lasi yasam. First we make the bracha, and then we do the mitzvah. Except for some exceptions to the rule, like tfilas ger. When a non-Jew, when a Gentile converts to Judaism, they have to make the blessing after the mikvah for obvious reasons, because they're not Jewish before. But the general klal is we make brachas and we make them over lasi yasam. There's another bracha we make, usually associated with a mitzvah that happens once in a while throughout the year. On Pesach we make a Shachianu, on Shavuos we make a Shachianu, on Sukkot. So we make a bracha on Shofar, we make a Shachianu on Lulav. So the Mefarshim asks, why no Shachianu on Sviras HaOmer? There's a famous answer of the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor answers that since today we count Sviras HaOmer, it's only a Zecher LeMikdush. It's only a Mitzvah Midrabanan today. It's not a biblical Mitzvah anymore. We don't have the temple. We don't have the Karban Omer. And therefore, of course, it's Agmas Nefesh. So another, besides a Mitzvah coming once in a while, in order to make a Shachiyon, it has to be something associated with Simcha. And Sviras HaOmer, Bizman Hazeh, is not associated with Simcha because reminds us of the Agmas Nefesh of the destruction, reminds us of the destruction of the temple. Therefore, no Shachiyanu. You can't make a Shachiyanu with Sviras. That's why we say, Arachamanu Yaksalanu Avodas Beis HaMikdash Komar Amin Tzela, because we want to speedily bring the day where we could have the temple back and fulfill the mitzvah of Svira Min HaTorah again today. Just like we have a concept of Avelis, we know Avelis can, no public Avelis could coincide with Yontif. That it's not compatible. So too, the Baal HaMor saying Shachiyanu isn't compatible, even though a mitzvah that comes once in a while. But if it's not a mitzvah sheyesh bo simcha, rather it's reminds us of the Agmas Nefesh of the Korban Abayis, so then no Shachinus. That's the answer of the Baal HaMor. Others, Achronim and Rav Soloveitchik among them, want to say another reason why there's no Shachinus. So this answer to the Baal HaMor helps if you hold its Darabanan. Why not if you hold its Daraisa according to the Rambam? So one answer you could say is, even though the Rambam by hold sweet now does, even though the Rambam holds Sviras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh as Daraisa, since you could potentially bring Karbanos, because that's the pshat in the Rambam puts Sviras HaOmer in Hilchas Tamidin U'Musafim, so we see it related to the Karban. But just like in the Bizman Beis HaMikdash, you counted Sviras at night with the potential of bringing the carbon the next day. So to Bizman HaZeh, we can't bring carbonates in theory according to the Rambam, because Kedushas HaMikdash is Le'asid Lavo, is a Shechina Eina Betela, and therefore one is permitted to, one in theory. So therefore, you could still, even though according to the Rambam it's Daraisa, you could still say this doesn't warrant a Shechiyano, since we're not doing the mitzvah Bishrei Musa. However, according to Rav Soloveitchik, you could certainly explain according to the Rambam or anyone else. That really, we say the pasuk Shachiyanu v'gianu v'gianu lazman hazeh. That when you make a Shachiyanu, it usually relates to a milestone, some type of specific event. You'd see as Mitzrayim, Kabbalah, HaTorah, etc. You have special events that we make Shachiyanu over. Sviras HaOmer is an anticipation of the next day, and the day after, and the day after. We're looking ahead, the anticipation of Matan Torah. The whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, was to receive the Torah in Har Sinai. And therefore, it's the anticipation from one day to the next. So we're not making a bracha. There's no milestone we hit today. We're in the middle. And therefore, no Shechiyanu was designated by Chazal. So we see the Baal HaMor and the other Achronim of Soloveitchik and others have two opposite views on why Shechiyanu, why no Shechiyanu. According to the Baal HaMor, because we remind us of the destruction of the temple, reminds us of the past. And according to Rav Soloveitchik, because we're looking to the future, perhaps according to the Rav Soloveitchik's model, we can explain how come we know this is a mitzvah of Mitzameach Chasam Akala, the wedding, it's a time of Simcha, and hopefully you're not getting married too many times either. So why not Shechiyanu at a wedding? So there are many reasons, perhaps, but the run, since you could say it's not the act itself of getting married, it's the anticipation of the next day, every week gets better. So therefore, no Shechiyanu either. So either way, there's a two schools of thought. So really, they're both true. And this is the Yisod for not only regarding the mitzvah of Shechiyanu, the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, but it is true in Judaism in general, that we always have to be, we have to have a dual awareness. We have to, on one hand, we never forget about the past, and also we can never forget about where we're going. We can never forget about our past, that we have to realize that we came from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we were slaves in Egypt, and if not, on the other hand, just going free from Egypt, it's true, Dayenu, but it wouldn't have had that spiritual renaissance. We wouldn't, without Kabbalah Satorah, it wouldn't have been all that worthwhile. So therefore, you have to remember we're both sides. And we're always into the power of contrast. That's why even on the night of Pesach, Matchil Beganus V'siyam Mishvach, you begin with the shame and you end with the praise. Because you need always have to realize where you're coming from. You were one slave and you're going free. And that's the ultimate. On one hand, we look at the Baal HaMor is right. You can never forget your past. On the other hand, Rav Soloveitchik is right. We always have to have a look into the future. And that's how we just, many celebrated this past week, Yom HaAtzmaut, Israel Independence Day. But the night before, especially in Eretz Yisrael, they have a big ceremony, Yom HaZikaron, a day of remembrance of the fallen soldiers and all the men, women, and children who have given up their lives and continue to give up their lives daily for Eretz Yisrael. So, why did the chief rabbi institute Yom HaZikaron the night before Yom HaAtzmaut? Because to fully appreciate what we have in Eretz Yisrael, you have to realize what you gave up for it. And that's the Yisod throughout. So as we count the days of Sfira, it's basically bridging the gap between, on one hand, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we were Avdus, from Avdus to Cheiros, we went from slaves in Mitzrayim, and we're counting up to the days of Matan Torah, which is a general question of Sfira, could tie into Ba'om, Elomer. Are we counting the days from Yetzias Mitzrayim, or are we counting the days to Shavuos? And the answer is both. In order for the Jew to be matzliach and to have a full perspective, you always have to realize you can never forget your past. At the same time, one has to be focused on the future as well.